it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Texans, Bucks tonight at NRG Stadium for a little Monday night football. I can't wait to get up out there. Mm-hmm. Well, it look like you got something you want to say, Reggie. You always do that little look that...
No.
I thought you was about to say something.
Was he looking down his nose?
He kind of did that look. Yeah. Like, wait a minute, by the way. Like he was about to say, by the way.
Yeah.
But anywho...
I'm just trying to look. I know that I do a lot of talking without looking at people, so I was just trying to look at you as you was making your point.
Yeah, okay. So, anywho, we'll be out there this evening tailgating and moving around. Just want to give a special shout out to Nusshead Tailgaters. Yeah. Salute to Marty, my guy. And if you want to check them out, they're in Blue Lot 40. So
all right.
The number a little 40.
Mm-hmm. Where the post marker.
Yeah. So check them out, man. And by the way, too, text me where you're going to be tailgating.
All right.
Just kind of let me know
out
what
your cell number.
I can.
No,
I'm no, I'm about to say I can.
Or you can at least hit them on social media. That'll work as well.
Yeah. Just kind of text in and tell us where you tailgating at. Mm-hmm. Shout your tailgate out. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you eating on too. So
Ooh, definitely.
Yeah, I might stop by at that point.
He's like, wait, hold on. You say you got that?
You got what? I'll be there. But it was a weekend full of sports, man. We talked about it a little earlier. You had some boxing, of course. You had college football and all that good stuff.
Of course, I did.
Yeah, and you know, I got to talk about the biggest game Saturday.
Yeah, gig 'em.
Yeah. I was actually going to say Ohio State versus Ohio.
How did you not see that coming?
So Ohio State and Ohio was on Peacock.
Can I ask you something about that game?
They call themselves OU.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do the mascots typically do the OH chant them together in the instances where these two teams play? Because I saw that, was it Bucky the Buckeye or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the Ohio Bobcat or whatever. That they were doing the OH chant all the way around the stadium together. And I was like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that was a thing where they all get together to do it.
Yeah.
But, hell, they probably was like, hey, it's cool to just be here at Ohio State. So why not do it? Mm-hmm. But, and plus, that's like the official school of the whole state. I think everybody in the state of Ohio root for Ohio State because that's probably the best football you're going to get overall.
Okay, you're putting on pretty thick, man.
Yeah.
And he's not wrong.
Anywho, so I was probably the only schmuck watching this game.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Chris Sims and company was kind of telling us a little something too towards the end of this game.
Okay. So Chris and I would miss you if you left, but we would understand if you want to flip over to NBC. Heck of a game going on right now in South Bend. Notre Dame just scored again. Third quarter, they lead Texas A&M 31-28.
No, like seriously, I want to be like, why are you still listening to us? Why? Just go to the real NBC. It's company on company crime. We're okay with that. And that's a good one right there. We know this one's over. We won't be offended. Even my mom changed the channel, all right? My mom, Diana, changed the channel. She just texted me. She's like, we stopped watching the game, all right? So she's watching Notre Dame and Texas A&M.
God bless him. God bless
hey,
that
that's,
man.
Hey, that's 100% real,
yes.
man.
Yes.
That's 100% real. And the only reason I had this game on, I was actually at an event. I was working at an event, and they had the Aggies game. They had the game on the big TV and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I just kind of wanted to keep an eye on what Ohio State was doing, kind of half watching.
Yeah.
But when I heard that, I'm like, oh, I have a real problem. If I'm sitting here paying attention to this game, and this game was clearly over. But I'm like, salute to Chris Sims for, I guess, keeping them 100 with
he
that.
He sure was.
Because, like he said, that's company on company crime.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't think we ever said anything like that. Just imagine us being on the air. hey, man, you ain't got to listen to us. You can listen to Mix 96.5. You know, yeah, don't pay attention to us. We're just talking sports.
Yeah.
If you want to go switch to music, switch that station.
Ah, did we mention the when Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce thing that they went to an hour of Taylor Swift music?
I think I brought it up, but no way in hell I told y'all to go switch.
Yeah,
to
that's true. Yeah, that's
nah,
true.
y'all keep y'all butts here. So, yeah, man, salute to Chris Sims for understanding the situation. More audio from the weekend as I continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Boxing. It was a boxing match that went on. I did not see any of it. Quite frankly, I was tired. I'm like, I ain't got time for it. I seen people complaining about, man, when is it going to start?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I'm out the game. I will watch the highlights. I would do what Adam Silver said about the NBA. I would just look at the highlights.
Boy, that is a highlights-based sport. Boxing is a highlights-based sport.
It is.
No, well.
Yes, it is.
It can be, especially in the social media area.
Yeah. Especially.
Boxing is a watch party sport.
Well, yeah.
It is, but it's not a thing. Because
but like for Figgy and I, we were in our homes or we were, you know, wherever we were. I'm like,
I'll just
check the highlights.
I did not get FOMO over this. Yeah, usually I get some FOMO, but this one, I'm like, oh, no, I'm not getting out the bed to watch this. I'm good. I will check the highlights in the morning, and I'm sure they'd be all over the internet, which it was.
Yeah.
But one thing that was all over the internet, Max Kellerman. Remember Max Kellerman?
Of course.
Used to be at ESPN. Yeah.
These four things I know are true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Max Kellerman, he was on the call. I want to say he was doing a little commentating.
Yeah.
I don't know who was the PvP person on this match, but
I can't remember.
Here's a little Max Kellerman with a weird but kind of funny quote while this boxing match was going on between Bud and Alvarez.
How much can I exchange with Canelo? When do I box and when do I fight and get my respect?
As the great James Tony used to say, you need to bring ass to get ass. And Terrence Crawford is bringing ass tonight.
Hey, yo.
You didn't pick up on that one?
Funny enough, I didn't hear that live. And to be fair, sometimes I'm like in my own world.
Yeah, you're doing other
stuff. I'm texting my boxing friends and trying to see like how they're what they're thinking about. I'm trying to pretend like I'm some boxing scientist. Oh, well, look at that. But yes, I missed that somehow. That is a wild statement by one Max Kellerman. I'm gonna be entirely.
I can honestly say I've never heard that one.
I never heard that.
Who did he say said that?
I forgot.
James Tony.
Yeah, let me see. Let me get back to it.
How much can I exchange with Canelo? When do I box and when do I fight and get my respect?
As the great James Tony used to say, you need to bring ass to get ass. And Terrence Crawford is bringing ass tonight.
Yeah, James Tony.
Okay.
Big ol' heavyweight. Fat dude.
That's gonna go into my lexicon of quotes that I like throwing out there. Sports quotes. Just you gotta bring ass to get ass, you know?
Speaking of bringing ass.
Hey, yo.
Somebody else is bringing some ass or might be bringing some ass on a date. I don't know if you've seen this.
Oh, wow. You went there.
I don't know. I know what you're talking about. I'm still behind.
I know what you're talking about.
I'm still behind.
So apparently it's a comedian / podcaster by the name of Theo Von.
Oh, yes.
Who was on the sideline of the Vanderbilt South Carolina game.
It's Heisman winner.
Yep. And who is this Heisman winner you talking about?
Diego Pavia.
Diego
contender, I said.
Yeah,
he
so
ain't no Heisman.
So Diego Pavia, we ain't gonna start this argument now.
No.
We'll save it for tomorrow. But apparently, he had a bet going on with Diego, and if he won this bet, which was Diego beating South Carolina. He promised Theo a date with his mom.
Yeah, I don't even want to know what he told me about Diego Pavia's mom either. Like, I'm just,
what?
That's not a bad. No, it's not like that. It's not bad at all.
Well, let's hear.
Tell us. The way that I understand the story is that maybe just give me a nod if this is okay. Diego Pavia wins this game. He promised you he would set you up with a date with his mom.
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
He's a nurse, and I've always wanted to. My goal is I would like to marry a nurse one day, so that's why I think
smart.
Like, he was thinking about that, but I don't even know if I would do it.
That's
so I like being his friend. I don't want to end up being like his stepdad or something, you know? That would
be weird. I got it.
That started from a little bit more wholesome place than I anticipated. Always wanted to marry a nurse, so Diego was like, well, yeah, I know that's a tall tale, right? Also, how does moms feel about this? Just like you volunteering her hand at a date.
I don't know if I would make a bet like that, no matter what.
You mean, I don't know. I know for certain I would.
I know I would not.
In fact, you just bringing up the proposition is grounds for me whooping your ass. Yeah. Are you crazy?
He's like, I don't know. You don't know.
I'm just saying that tongue is in cheek. But look like he might have a date.
All right, so how does this play out now? Now that they did beat South Carolina?
I mean,
is he going to have a date? Or is going to be one of those maybe made-for-TV dates? You know, sort of like, whatever, they go to...
He's a podcaster and all that stuff, so it's going to be made for TV.
Yeah.
He's going to do a little something-something. Mm-hmm. So I wonder how serious this date is going to be, though.
And what does mom wear?
What
does mom wear?
Good for Diego winning, but it's almost like, did you believe you was going to win?
Yeah, that too.
Like, who are you betting against right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should have said, if we lose... You know.
Yeah. That didn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't understand the bet from the beginning. It's just like, you must wanted that man to date your mom.
Yeah.
If you throw something out there like that, and you down with it.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Vanderbilt, though.
Yeah.
Huge win. I believe they broke a 16-game losing streak versus South Carolina by getting that victory.
Yeah.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, as I continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So we talked about, I want to say it was like last month, how Pumpkin Spices made an early entry into 2025. I think something else made an early entry to 2025 as well.
Damn it. There we go.
Are you really doing this?
Damn it!
Are you really doing this?
So apparently, salute to a Costco's in Florida. They already got Christmas stuff up.
Dude.
Already got the Christmas stuff up on display. And we not even in October, man.
So
it is September 15th.
Here's the problem. I've seen Christmas decorations already at Home Depot. Home Depot has them. At least the one I went to. This is just too much. This is way too much, right?
Yes. Of course it's too much.
Yeah, but it's not even Halloween time yet.
Yeah, it's terrible. I'm kind of curious when the radio station's going to switch over to Christmas music because usually they've been kind of getting a little earlier, too.
Yeah.
Now, at this point, it's way before Thanksgiving. They do it before Thanksgiving, so I'm kind of curious now. Are they going to creep up in October?
Yes. Yes, they are. They absolutely are.
Before Halloween.
Mm-hmm. And the tough thing about it is the Costco having the stuff. I get it. You know,
it's almost like lights.
You
want to
buy your stuff ahead of time.
They also have their Halloween stuff.
Yeah, you buy your stuff ahead of time so you're ready. It's the music is what gets me because it's like, y'all not going to get burnt out? Y'all don't. And you know who's definitely getting burnt out is the people that work in retail.
Yeah.
Because they have to hear the same song over and over. I'm like, I just need us to stop trampling all over food's birthday. You know what I mean? Like, let Thanksgiving have its due before we do this.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody that's probably super happy about this is my wife.
She's a big Christmas.
She can listen to Christmas music all year round to the point I think she wants it all year round. And she probably going to put the Christmas stuff up early, probably in October.
There are a lot of people that do that.
Yeah. Hold on. So Costco got space for the Christmas stuff, but all the stuff that I need is always up on the top shelf. How does that work out?
Yeah.
How does that work?
You need one of those lifts, like a forklift or whatever.
It's like, y'all got all the Gatorades on the third level, but you got Christmas trees down here? Believe me, Costco.
They got a whole setup ready with the fake snow and the lights and all that stuff, the Christmas tree, and we in September.
Yeah, so the dates are very clear, right? You don't do Halloween until, like, October 1st. You don't do Thanksgiving until after Halloween, and you don't do Christmas until December 1st. This should not be hard. Now, I get stores in November. I'm talking about you as a consumer, as a person. Halloween, October 1st. Thanksgiving, right after Halloween, that's fine. And Christmas, December 1st. Why is this so difficult?
I don't know, man.
I don't get it.
But I don't know.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And I'll get y'all out of here real quick. Just want to give a special salute to Jessica and Doug.
Hey.
So I met them at the U of H game. They are huge listeners, okay. And they really like this segment, the mixtape, which right. I was shocked. I'm like, really? Because I feel like I'd be getting a little ratchet at some point in this. I'd be like, man, I'm sure some people probably switching the music. But special shout out to Jessica, and special shout out to a guy by the name of Jordan Wilmore, mm-hmm. who was training for the local police department out in Kima.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is what somebody said, or this is what something said, pretty much said, he's already in an academy and the department says they'll add extra material to his shirts and pants so his gear can fit. And you probably wonder, why is you bringing this up? Well, the brother is 7'3".
Oh, wow.
So if you and Kima, don't commit no crime or nothing, man, because you got a 7'3" cop that be roaming around there.
What's the best job for him as a cop?
Undercover.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's not the best in actually going well. It's the best for my comedic, like, you know, value.
Yeah, but nobody would guess, oh, that's a cop, because he's 7'3", you know?
7'3", man. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So
I'm trying to decide, do you want to be in the chase with the 7'3" cop or not? Because he's got a long stride, but I feel like you can make it real tough on him.
Got a long reach, too.
Ooh, true.
He could have been like a high price security guard for a rapper or something. Mm-hmm. Because you ain't gonna try no 7'3".
Big too? Did you see him?
Yeah.
Oh, is he slim? I was about to say, because he might be slim. Mm-hmm. He might just be Victor Wembanyama out here.
Nah, he ain't Victor. He definitely way more than Victor. I know Victor probably like 73 pounds. But this cat out here, it's a big 7'3". The point I almost went to the stereotype of, why you ain't play basketball?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet he gets that all the time.
Oh, all the time.
Well, he probably did.
Play basketball?
7'3"?
Yeah, this is the thing.
Somewhere down the line.
Stereotype he right here. He probably don't even like basketball.
He had to have given it a shot.
He went to college off of being 7'3".
Yeah.
Like, I have, with my own eyes, seen dudes that I look at and I go, are we sure he knows how to play basketball that have college scholarships?
But he got a scholarship.
Because if you're 7'3", come on down. We'll see if we can figure it out.
Yeah.
He probably don't even like sports. But salute to him, man.
And there it is from the 832. That man need to hoop. We didn't even have to tell you. 100%. All right. That is the mixtape. Everybody's favorite segment right here, 1:20 p.m. on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, I got a question for you, gentlemen and ladies. Do you have a feeling on how this one goes? Because I'm going to be entirely honest and let the cat out of the bag. I'm not sure that I do. 713-572-4610. Let's figure it out. Give our takes on what the final score will be next.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.